Something hurt, something's broken, something's strained, something's inflamed. You've got an injury and you want it to get rehabilitated as quickly as possible. You want it to heal fast because you want to perform as a human being. You want to get in and out of bed, in and out of the car. You want to be able to walk around. You want to be able to train, exercise, play with your kids, vacuum the floor, do the stuff that you do on a day-to-day basis. And right now it hurts because some part of your body is injured, broken, or you are in pain. So where do you go? What do you do? Most people go to the doctor and the doctor will probably give them some painkillers and then refer them on to an osteopath or a chiropractor or a physiotherapist or some other allied health professional who then works on the particular challenge, on the injury, on the joint, and they will tell you this is how long it's going to take for you to recover. And of course, you can recover as quickly as you decide to because there's the average time it takes to recover, which means lots of people take longer and lots of people are shorter. But what can you do to make sure that your recovery is much quicker? And obviously, it's about having a great attitude and a positive attitude. But the actual recovery of the injury, how do you know that the person that's giving you advice about what to do with this particular challenge is going to give you the right advice? And there's lots of different advice. And if you went to different allied health professionals, you'd probably get different information about the same challenge. So how do you know who to choose? What if we just go back to common sense so that when you do go to a person who's going to give you advice about fixing a sore bit, a broken bit, a strained bit, that you could ask the questions rather than them telling you what to do. So ultimately, if you think about it from common sense, the human body works together as one piece. So often when we're rehabbing, we talk about I need to strengthen the muscle that's broken or strengthen the muscles around the bit that's broken. But ultimately, the whole body works together. So obviously, the first bit is about staying fit. So one of the things that you want to say to your allied health professional is I need to keep fit. If my body is, or my respiratory system, my cardiovascular system, my heart and lungs are fit, then I'm going to have great circulation. I'm going to have vitamins and minerals and phytochemicals running around my body that will heal me quicker. So I need to stay fit. So it's about what can I still do to get puffed? Because obviously to be fit, you've got to get puffed. And puffed doesn't matter. Your heart doesn't know. As long as it's doing something that's increasing your heart rate, then you'll get fit. So whatever injury you've got, you still want to be able to, if you've got a lower leg injury, you want to be able to exercise your upper body, so you might box. If you've got an upper body challenge, you might get in the pool and kick. You might get on a bike, so your upper body stays still, but your legs are still moving, so you can get puffed. The idea is, please keep me puffed so I can stay fit, so my body doesn't get inactive. And the challenge with inactive is that you waste away. Your muscles waste away, your bones waste away, obviously your health and fitness wastes away, and then rehabbing is much more difficult because your body is weak and it's in a weakened state. It's not very strong. So you want to stay fit and then you want to stay strong. And the challenge with doing nothing because you've got an injury, and that's usually the thing. I need to have 6 weeks off because I've got an injury. I need to stop exercising because I've got an injury. But the challenge with that is it's not just the muscle that is broken that gets weaker. Your whole body gets weaker, which means rehabilitating is much harder. You'll probably put on weight because your metabolism will slow down. You have to rebuild the muscles back that have wasted away from not doing anything. So 4, 5, 6 weeks off is a really long time not to do anything. So you want to protect your muscles and your strength as much as possible. So again, if you've got a lower body injury, you still want to be doing upper body strength training exercises. If you've got a sore elbow, sore shoulder, even a sore back, everything's now going to be determined by pain. So if you're in pain, obviously you can't do it. But if you're not in pain, and that doesn't include if you're on painkillers, you might have to lighten the load. You might have to go slower. You might have to do a partial range of motion. But of course, you can still get strong or stay strong or keep strong by doing something. And then the interesting thing is that the exercise programs that you are given to rehabilitate, always ask the question, is this a functional movement for my body? Would I do this in real life? I want to get my body rehabilitated back to normal function, the things I would do in real life. And this exercise doesn't replicate what I would do in real life. Why am I doing it? And you'll often hear, well, you've got to strengthen that particular muscle. But common sense will tell you that no muscles work without the conjunction of other muscles. Doesn't matter which muscle it is in your body, it's connected to another one, which is connected to another one, which is connected to your spine, and everything works together. So ideally, you want to be doing functional exercises, and be careful of that word function, because you always ask functional for what. It's not about being able to do something that you wouldn't normally do. You want to get back to being able to function in a way that you would in real life. So the exercises that you do need to be as close to what you would normally do. So sitting up and down off a chair is a squatting position. Pushing up and down off the floor is obviously a push position for your body. And if you're pulling something with your upper body, you want the exercises that you do to replicate what you would normally do in real life. So be aware and always ask, why am I doing this exercise? What is it for? What muscles am I using? Why am I only using one muscle without using it in conjunction with another muscle? And you might get an answer that makes sense. But if you learn your own anatomy and physiology, if you learn how your own body works, and if it doesn't make sense, it's probably nonsense. A lot of people regurgitate other people's opinions. A lot of people just regurgitate what they learned at university or what they read in a book or what they Googled or what everybody else has been doing or what the sports strength and conditioning person's been teaching for the last 30 years without really thinking about, I wonder why we're doing this exercise. One of the classics is, oh, we need to strengthen the core, the muscles around the spine of the your abdominals and your lower back, which is usually called the core, which technically is a non-physiological or non-anatomical explanation for those muscles. But they're all worked. The muscles that hold you in the upright position, your abdominal muscles and your lower back muscles that work in conjunction with each other to hold you in the upright position, often when people are rehabbing you, they'll put you on the floor or on a plastic ball, or they'll get you to do something in a position that those muscles wouldn't work in real life. So the muscles that hold you in the upright position, that hold you upright from falling forward when you're walking, that hold you upright from falling forward when you're lifting something really heavy, the things that are controlling your ability to lift anything, they all work in the upright position. We don't ever lift anything when we're lying down on the ground. So always ask, why am I doing this exercise? How does it relate to normal function? And the muscle doesn't work like this in real life, so why am I trying to rehabilitate it by lying on the floor or working it in isolation from all the other muscles? And the really great analogy is, if you want to have an orchestra that sounds fantastic when it plays together, they need to play together, and your muscles are the same. You don't take the trombone out or the violin out or the drums out and they all practice separately. For it to sound fantastic as an orchestra, they all need to play together. Now, there might be individual practice for the trombone, for the drums, for the violin, but if they want to work together, they have to play together. And that's the whole thing about rehabilitation. You might have a broken muscle, but ultimately you want to get it back into the orchestra as quickly as possible. You want to get it back in working with conjunction with every other muscle as quickly as possible. So the questions to ask, why am I doing this? Functional for what? How is this really going to work for me? And then a really great question, the average time for people to recover from this injury is, but what's the quickest time somebody's recovered? And then maybe set your headspace and your mindset, I'm going to recover as quickly as possible because I've got a positive attitude. I'm going to keep my body fit and strong. All the bits that aren't broken are going to stay fit and strong. And I'm going to use this as an opportunity not to get not just physically stronger, but also mentally stronger. Because most people, when they get an injury, they feel sorry for themselves and they get all down and it's all dark and horrible because I'm sore and I'm injured and it hurts. But if you're really tough and you're really strong, you can use that opportunity, the opportunity to take on a challenge and beat the challenge. And of course, there's going to be times in our lives when we get injured. There's going to be times in our lives when we get hurt. There's going to be times in lives when other people hurt us. But we can use that opportunity to stay strong. So stay fit, stay strong, and use that, the area that's broken, use it as an opportunity to make that area stronger. And that's usually what happens with people who are truly strong mentally. Doesn't matter what happens in their lives, because of that thing happening to them, they become better, stronger, wiser people. And I think we can choose to do the same.